All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Adult Game Corner, and we are back with Being a Dick. You know you want it. And, BitChute really seems to love it. MGTOW.TV guys, too. Not as much as Starless, but hey, I'm getting to that. Probably won't do it tonight, but we will go back into the Mamiya Manor at some point this week, which I'm dreading. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. We do apologize for the cutting it short. Yeah, there was a storm. Things got pretty rough. Jill.
I don't think it was cut off too short.
No, it was only 48. It's 48 minutes. We usually go about an hour or more.
Oh, yeah. An hour more?
An hour or more.
Oh, an hour, yeah. Let's say we ain't doing it.
No. Anyway.
Keeps it fresh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Jill, her technique is amazing. Applaud. Wow. Just wow. Huh? Grim, what are you doing here? I was passing by when I heard you play. Do you like music? That's a really weird fucking question to ask.
Yeah, you remember Pat from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
They did a movie and she's on it, or he or she is on a date. And she's like, you know what I hate? And the other was like, what? Bad movies. Me too. Like, you know what I do like? They're what? Good movies. Oh my god, we're so much alike.
That's like the stupidest question ever.
Oh yeah.
I'm a bit flustered. You caught me at a very personal time. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel weird and stuff. I just couldn't help myself.
Weird and tingly.
I'm a real sucker for melodies. Yeah, me too. Me too, she says. So, you really liked it? Totally, you're so skilled. I can tell you've been practicing for a long time. Yes, I played the piano ever since I was 8 years old. I never had the chance to play the piano, but I've played guitar since I was 12 years old. I mostly play acoustic stuff, like songs that are played on the radio. And I've written some songs myself, too. Uh-huh. I think she's still uncomfortable.
Ask her about the song.
That song you just played. What was it? Oh, it's just a song. Okay, I've never heard it before. And I'm making you uncomfortable. I'm leaving. Is that really Jill in there? I mean, sure, I get it. I go to my special place in my mind when I play the guitar, but it still felt like something was off. Ass man, it's starting. You need to come here, now. What is it? Hell week.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
I'll be right there. Maggot Brothers, the time has come to prove your worth. You don't become a brother overnight, and this weekend was just a simple warm-up. 1 week. 1 week is what you must endure, but not just any week. Dear brothers, it's that time of year again. It's time for Hell Week! 1 week of trials to test every fiber of your beings. 1 week to test if you and your maggot brother are worthy to join the true brotherhood. If you can't prove to us that you and your maggot brother can work together, fighting alongside, enduring hell, we can't expect you to live by the dick code. Family comes first! And now it's time for the grand reveal. Rusty, let me proudly present the Devil's Pledge Board. Holy fuck! We're gonna do all that in 1 week? End of episode 2. Oh. We're halfway through the first season. Okay, dick score 12. I'm a huge dick right now. Number of major dick choices 4. Number of chick choices 0. Number of dick actions 38. Number of chick actions 26. Money? No money. Pass classes 5. Perfect classes 1. Failed classes 1. I stole some of her money. Jill seems to be very interested in starting some kind of campaign. Pardon, we don't want that to distract you guys. It's hot in here, but we don't want it to distract you guys. Jill seems to be very interested in starting some kind of campaign. Tybalt was using that to his advantage. Jill plays the piano and she seemed a bit off when she realized I saw her playing it. I got a good feeling from talking to her. She doesn't like Tybalt, which makes me like her more. I was supposed to have a dinner date with her, but it didn't go so well. She helped me again. I even kissed her when I was drunk. She gave me a ride back to campus. Despite helping me when I need help, I don't think she likes me. Josie cooked me dinner and we talked a lot. I learned that Tommy is her stepbrother, which makes things awkward for me. A bit awkward, rather. Josie has given up on her college dreams. I'm worried that she will move far away because of it. Even though I didn't get to finish, we had sex. I still can't believe it. I still have a crush on her, but I'm not 100% sure she's the one for me. I need to find out. Maya's getting used to the hot. Hold on. Maya's getting used by the hots. And even though she's sorry, she's shown that she is willing to make questionable choices for that free tuition. I didn't tell Maya about what Quinn does with her girls. We partied together. She showed me some personal photos, and I ended up getting her off. Unbelievable. I chose to tell Maya that I was going home for a date. I really like Maya, and I think she likes me more than she wants to let on. I didn't stay and dance with Sage at the party. After my encounter with Dawn and Jock, she helped me, and we kissed. I agreed to help her more with her Chad problem. I'm teaching her how to play guitar, but we also took a big step in whatever relationship we were starting. Sage is a tricky one. We get along, but there's definitely some friction, too. So that's your relationship with all the girls.
Yeah, she didn't spit on his dick before she put it between her tits.
Now we begin episode 3. Hello? Is this a secret you're hiding? No, no! Grim. Okay, we know what happened last season. Our last episode. Last episode was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked the last episode. There was a lot that went on. It's like playing an HBO drama.
Yeah, kind of like a 90s movie. 90s high school movie / college. Yeah, I think you're going to hook up with her at some point. Get some of that gender studies action. Or feminist whatever theory.
Episode 3, 100%. Okay. What if that's his mother and father? Jade! Ah! Crash. Hey, calm the fuck down, sweetheart. Don't you call me sweetheart. You need to fucking relax. I told you that it was a one-time thing. You're such a bad fucking liar, Steven. You think I'm stupid? I know that you've done this many times. Every time there's a different perfume or lipstick color on your shirt. You're overreacting, love. We agreed that we should try to spice things up, didn't we? Yes, with each other, not on our own. Well, we tried that already. Most recently with Isabella. Oh!
Oh, shit. Well, she was explains a little something.
She was clearly already in love. That's usually the case when there's a fucking wedding ring on a finger. Oh, and again with Isabella. I'm beginning to think you have a crush on her. I don't have a crush on her. That's ridiculous. I love you. Do you really? Because that's the first time you've told me this year. You've been in a long-term relationship before. You've been in long-term relationships before. You know how these things go. People don't keep that spark forever. Sometimes we need something new and exciting to make us feel alive. Young college girl, Steven, is that what you need? Do you need a brand new model to handle your shriveled cock? What are you saying? Isabella is almost our age. Again with Isabella! Ow. It was just an example. Calm down. I haven't even fucked her and you're acting like I did. Who have you fucked then? Tell me. And no more fucking lies. Come on, sweetheart. Let's not do this. How many, Steven? Tell me or I will walk out that door right now. Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. Three students? Ah! What about her? Who do you mean? The girl in the tight skirt. Totally a 10, right? Yeah, I dig her. Hmm.
Looks a little Asian. I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Her body is amazing. What about... What one are we looking at here? That one. The blonde with the bag. Hard to tell. Gotta see her behind first. If only she would turn around. Ah, there she goes. And? Nope, I need it to be bigger. It, as in her ass? Yep, Camilla really spoiled me. Still thinking about her, huh? Yeah. You think that's a bad idea?
What was the bad idea? The spoiling?
No, the fact that he can't stop thinking about Camilla.
Oh, is it a bad idea? No.
No, not at all. Go for it. She is hot. She is a hot, all right. Well, almost. He's thinking about going for Camilla from the hots.
Okay.
What does that mean? I don't know. How do you feel about the way the hots treat their pleasures? Making them do stuff like Camilla did, for one? It's part of their thing, you know. They are party girls. That's true. What if that was Maya? Come on, Maya wouldn't do that. Yeah. Even so, I think she's more malleable than you think. Doesn't matter. I'll protect her. Oh, look at those two. Total MILFs. No way, that's Kathy and Jade. Holy shit.
That's about to go.
Kathy looks badass with those glasses. I like that. They might both look good. Yeah. Women that age look that good, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes a few, yeah.
What? They're probably in their mid to late 30s, probably.
Not bad. You're right. Wow, I haven't seen them in casual clothes before. You like Kathy better, right? Yeah, I do. Jade's not bad either, though. I still think Jade is the one. The one? Yeah, you know? For our list. What the fuck are you wearing?
That's good. Dude, I'm not sure.
Dude, I'm not sure we can do everything on that pledge board. Some of it seems fucking impossible. Gay guard catcher. Have a stripper sign your cock. Fuck a teacher. Something to alphas. Have sex outdoors. Streak in front of at least one security guard and have him chase you.
Okay.
Watch as he dies inside trying to catch you. Fuck a teacher. Simple, but impossible. Prank the alphas. A good prank that effectively pisses them off is all that's needed. Having sex outdoors, perhaps with the aforementioned teacher. Oh, so you can do two at one time.
Yeah.
Have a stripper sign your cock. An erect cock is simpler to autograph. Get slapped by three girls. If you're not tactful while doing that, maybe you'll end up fulfilling the goal of being slapped by three girls. This week will be a very special week, maggots. You're pretty much going to be buzzed constantly since you must finish 100 beers during Hell Week.
Yeah, I can do that in a week. I can do that in my weekend.
I'm sure. God! Must put him away like Andre the Giant.
Wait, what? He could put way more than that.
Man, he could put ungodly amount.
I think he drank like 30 beers on a 15-minute trip one time. Yeah, I've done, 30-pack?
Oh, yeah.
I've done 60 and run out before the weekend is over.
And all tests are, of course, going to be completed while wearing the traditional 24/7 dildo helmet.
24/7
dildo. Egg the preps. Being drunk is a great way to muster up courage and egg the preps. And don't forget to book some time for that sexy car wash. Oh, look at that one. Maybe a granny or two want to see some hot college boy ass while getting her car sparkling for a bridge tournament. If you thought fucking a teacher was hard, how about you try to bang a feminist? Ooh!
Well,
damn.
If he nails the teacher, he can...
He's gonna bang the feminist.
He can get free.
Remember, for those of you who watched the Midtown Podcast, Drexel loves those damn feminists. And guess what? We're about to give him some too, so stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Watch out, they tend to bite. And finally, we can't forget about those who society always forgets about, the nerds. Wrap up Hell Week by giving one wedgie so far up that his ass crack gets extended. And yes, maggots, you're going to do all of that. 12 tasks, 1 week, sort of. Rusty, tell them the rules. The following rules must be followed. Rule number one. Proof or dick witness is needed for every task. Rule number two, you may choose who completes the task or you can cooperate. But to give you some motivation, the maggot who pulls the most weight during Hell Week will get a special prize if the list is completed. And finally, rule number three, Hell Week ends at 8 p.m. on Saturday. On average, that means you must complete more than 2 tasks per day. What better way to start Hell Week than with a traditional 24/7 dildo helmet? This helmet right here has been worn by each and every one in this very room. Now it's your turn. Wear it at all times. You may take turns wearing it, and you can only take it off when you pass it to your maggot brothers. 24/7 dildo helmet? Since we only get 5 days, shouldn't it be 24/5? Shut up. So who wants it first? Okay. This is important game stuff. Your character is shaped by your major choices. When you make major choices, it will give you affinity. Making too many dick or chick choices can give you affinity for either side. A balanced neutral affinity also exists. During the story, there will be events where your affinity is important. Sometimes it will present you with different options, and other times it may choose the route for you without a choice. Check your current affinity in the stats app on your phone. We can do I do.
Yeah.
I do. Give it here. I wanted to have a dickhead too. Don't worry. We'll take turns. Such enthusiasm. I love it. You look like a unicorn. Jacob, John Boy, bring them in. Another fun part of the week. The 100 Beer Challenge. These beers are yours. Finish them by Saturday to complete the task.
Those amateurs.
What's our strategy? To complete it? Yeah, do we split it down the middle or what? I don't know, dude. I think it's better to cooperate. I never thought you'd want to do that with me. To cooperate? No, to double team a teacher and feminist. No, that wasn't what I was saying. I meant we try to help each other out and do the task together. Except for the ones that include fucking. Cheers, ass man. To Hell Week! To Hell Week! As I see it, the hardest one by far is the teacher one. Jade made a move on me today. Yeah, that's pretty much my reaction to it, too. You think you could do her? I don't know. We flirted a bit, and she surprised me and grabbed my ass when we left class together. She grabbed your ass? That is so sexist. I love her. So hypothetically, maybe it can be done. Hypothetically, so you're not up for it? Think about it. She's a feminist teacher. You'd be fucking two birds with one stone. I'll try. I'm not making any promises, but I'll try. Yes, nice. But as a backup plan, maybe I can find another teacher and feminist? Your sister is a feminist. I'm not gonna fuck my sister, you pervert. Wow, you're a fucking degenerate for even suggesting that. Agreed. I didn't suggest that. Oh, you mean that you could? No way, dude, just don't. Man, 10 of these per day each. We're gonna be drunk constantly. If we spread it out evenly over the day, it might work. How are we gonna do that when we have classes and all? You know they have that stupid rule about alcohol on campus. We can always chug a lot before bedtime. We'll figure it out. Here's the hots. Oh, she looks different with her hair like that. Sisters and daughters, we're still waiting for Sage and the rest before we kickstart the hot scavenger hunt. And while we wait as a vice president, I want to take the time to share the spotlight on Kamala for her excellent performance during the Dicks competition. A very nice job indeed. Managing to make a maggot come before yours truly is an amazing accomplishment. She really deserves applause, ladies. Seriously? Applause for making that moron maggot come? He couldn't even hold his alcohol, much less his cum. Yeah, such a loser. Oh, you mean sisters? Stop it. You might not realize it, but that maggot has a wannabe hot blood relative. Isn't that right, Buttercup? That's right, Derek did mention that. Yeah, he's my twin brother. Interesting. And his friend?
Okay.
Oh, what am I saying? You know him, your midnight booty call. Do you like him? You're cute. Uh-oh. Kamala? Yes? You've had the luxury to get closer to the hots, then Maya and... Mona. Really, Maya and Mona? Ha! Do you like the opportunity you've been given? Yes, Quinn, I love it. Good answer. You see, I'm beginning to think that Maya and Mona here might be suitable as well. Would you agree? I guess, sure. What's the offer? Oh, you will like this. I'm aware that you ladies have heard some rumors about the hots, right? I've heard something about free tuition. Did you hear about that as well, Mona? It's been mentioned in whispers. Ah, the grapevine. Seems like there's a hot among us who can't keep her trap shut. You know how the saying goes. Loose lips sink ships. But loose hips get tips. So girls, are you interested? Free tuition? Sign me up. I'm not passing on that offer. And you, Buttercup? Are you in? What do we have to do exactly? Alright, sisters and daughters. Sorry for the delay. Oh shit, hold on. I think we... No, we're good. Now sip it. No worries, sister. I've been teaching our new daughters about the traditions. Awesome. Then our daughters are aware of the task at hand. Much like fraternities have their hell weeks and hazing rituals, the hots have an annual scavenger hunt. You have 2 weeks to complete your list, and you'll work in pairs. But seeing that we're an odd number of daughters this year, we'll like have to figure something out.
Bust her ass.
Yeah, I think she is. For now, let's just take some time and relax down here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit!
Oh, it looked like head trauma.
It did.
Well, her head.
I mean,
you can
it
see
did.
Her hair there on the
yeah.
side.
Yeah. Quinn has been given the task to prepare your list for later.
Shit. What are the options there?
Check out Riona and Kamala. Check out Heather and Quinn. Check out Sarah and Melanie.
Check them all out if you can. Don't continue. Check them out.
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't say you can't.
Okay. Sup, girlfriend? Really, you couldn't find a sluttier bikini? Jealous much? Who are you dressing like this for? It's only us here tonight, no? That explains why you chose to dress like a fucking nun. Here's a tip. Men like to watch tits. Also, when they are used correctly in the setting, the freshies get uncomfortable. Ergo, tits are empowering. Gotcha. Did Tommy say anything? Tommy says a lot of things. But about what you're referring to? Yeah, I got the info. Make sure you get him a bit extra. You know how he gets. Then he'll have to pay extra. I'm not a free ride. I know, but he keeps stealing from me when he runs out. Well, that's your problem, isn't it? You were right. Those tits give you some weird power.
Alright, check the coffee.
Had enough? I'm just gonna grab a drink. I won't say no to that. Ouch! Aha! Stop that! You're not into spanking? What made you think I was? If I had that big ass, I'd be all about it getting spanked. Well, I'm not all about getting spanked. Maybe just a little bit. I knew it. Hey, Scooch! What the fuck? You almost spilled my drink! What's the big deal? You're in a bathing suit and there's water right there. Get a towel and clean this mess up. I'm supposed to clean your mess up? Who am I, your butler? If you were, you'd be fired spilling your mistress's drink like that. Oh, I'd be a real bad butler. You want me to clean you up, my mistress? Haha, what are you doing? Lick, lick. Such a naughty fucking butler. Here, you missed some. You think I won't do it? I'm pretty sure you won't. Melanie, haha, for fuck's sake! I'm gonna make you rehire me. Ha ha ha!
Back to the
That was a good scene. Dial tone. Well,
they're just whores.
Come on, Josie. Pick up. Still no answer. This doesn't feel good. I hope she's okay. I could ask if Tommy heard something from her. Nah, that's just stupid. She hates him. She wouldn't reach out to him and ignore me. You fucking asshole. You think you can blackmail me? Dude, I guess I don't have to fight Chad. No!
You do.
Shit. Got him. Know how the hell I got I'm at a fucking disadvantage, man. Now we're at the same life bar.
soundtrack.
Yeah, that is, it's just some good songs. Sounds like something we hear on the radio back in the 90s.
Early 2000s.
I said they still make music like this, it's just not popular anymore, unfortunately. Yeah. I hear bands like this all the time in the underground. Still good shit. Yeah. I beat Chad. Grunts. Back the fuck off. What about you? What the fuck do you want from me? What? Threaten me again and I'll destroy you. Help! Security! Someone! Grim! I beat him though. Can you hear me? Yeah. Grim!
Well,
Jill!
Just setting it up for this.
I know. Are you okay? Should I call for an ambulance? No, I'm fine. I lost it for a minute there. Ah! Easy. Take it slow. I'm a bit woozy. You may have a concussion. We should get you to a hospital. No, I'm fine. I'll snap out of it soon. How would you know? I'm used to getting hit. Oh my god, that's terrible. I didn't mean it that way. I practice fighting. I've learned to take punches. But still, I... You can barely stand on your own. Something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. It could be the beer I drank, too. Would you help me get back to my dorm? No. Mine is closer. Come.
That's better because then mine can't be a part of it.
Am I allowed to be in here? Isn't there a rule like preps only? Preps, huh? Don't worry about that. Tybalt.
In his face.
Jill, is everything okay? Yes, don't worry. Are you sure I can call an ambulance for your, friend? I've got this, Tybalt. It's the door to the left. Yeah, okay. Lie down on the bed, Grim. I'm gonna make a call. No ambulance. It's really not needed. You need to get your head checked out. What if you're bleeding internally? Please, no ambulance. Why won't you let me help you? Look, I can't afford to go to the hospital, and I really think I'm fine. Let's just wait for a bit. If I get worse, then maybe an ambulance. Okay? Is it really worth risking your health over this? Don't you have insurance? I'm not loaded like you. Loaded? Yeah, like I told you, I can't afford this. But I can. Let me help you. You don't have to. I'm already feeling better. God, you're stubborn. Just let me sit for a few minutes and I'm off on my way. You're not leaving like this. If you're not gonna let me call an ambulance for you, you're staying until I'm sure you're really okay. Fine. Are you gonna tell me what's up with that silly helmet? Pledge stuff. Pledge stuff. Pledge stuff. Alright. Can I take it off to check your head? No need to. I think the dildo saved me from a couple of punches. That's a weird sentence. Your dorm is very nice. No, don't change the subject. What just happened out there?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I can't remember. Oh, well.
What just happened with him?
I don't know if you should just tell her or not. Because that conflicts with, what's her name?
Right. You've been hanging out with Bella too much. You even sound like her. Hey, you even got the look right. Grim, can you be serious for one moment? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what happened. I got ambushed from out of nowhere. He screamed something about being blackmailed, but I have no clue what he meant. That was the president of Tri Alpha Fraternity, correct? Yeah, Chad. You've had problems with him before, too. The day we met. Well, yeah, not only him, though. There's this other guy, Daw. Are the Tri-Alphas bullying you? Yes or no?
I don't know what would happen.
No, they're not bullying me. Things like this happen. Some people aren't meant to get along, they get into fights. Unprovoked fights? Have you talked to someone about this? I'm talking to you. And that's it? Do you know that the campus has counselors you could talk to? And say what exactly? That other students are beating you. How are you okay with this? Relax, Jill. I'll be fine. God, I can't take you seriously when you have that thing on your head. How is your head? It's still there. Please, lie down and rest for a while. I'll be back shortly. You better not call for an ambulance. Not for now. This one is kind of hot. Lean muscles, washboard stomach. He's maybe a bit too young for me. Oh, what does that matter? I can picture him in front of me right now. Massaging my feet, kissing my calves, gently tickling my leg. Then he lets his fingers wander along the inside of my thigh, all the way up, where he stops, and looks at me with a playful grin. He sees how I wanted him to continue, how I wish for him to go that last inch. Just as I think he will pull back, he moves that last bit and places his fingers against my labia, and with a firm but gentle and slow movement, he rubs me. I fall backwards, pressing my head against the wall as he pushes his finger into me. Deep. And he doesn't stop. His finger goes in and out of my pussy with a steady pace. Oh, God. Harder, she says. I want you all inside of me. Or all of you, rather. That sounded weird. It was supposed to be, I want all of you inside of me, rather than I want you all inside of me. That sounded a little weird.
All of them.
I want all of you inside of me.
Sound like an old
get
lady,
in my belly.
Old showgirl from Vegas with the... Yeah, doll, I want all of you inside of me.
And Pekka... Well, I could smoke it. I had a receptionist I was talking to. No, it was a nurse I was talking to that sounded like that. She sounded like... Oh, you just gotta take omeprazole for 40 milligrams a day for 3 months and you'll be fine. It's like, you're going to need more than omeprazole, lady. You're going to need a new fucking throat. Impeccable timing. Hello? Hi, it's Jill. I hate to bother you at this hour, but something happened. What's wrong? This bed is really comfy. Like, super comfy. I've never slept in a bed like this before. Uh-oh. We missed one. My ears finally stopped ringing. That's a good sign. It must have been all that beer that made me extra woozy. What the fuck did Chad want from me? Maybe Daw told him I snuck around in their locker room? That could have been it, since he's been cheating on Sage. But I wouldn't call that blackmailing. Huh? Hey, I was resting my eyes for a while. Shh, go ahead. I was just checking up on you. Thanks. I'm fine, though. Really, I can tell. Good. Good. So, are you gonna let me leave? You might just as well stay the night. It's already past midnight. What, I fell asleep? Yeah, I've been watching you.
That's nice. That's creepy, my ruin the...
That's nice of you. Don't mention it. You don't need to stay up and watch me. Go to sleep, Jill. Are you really sure? Yes, if nothing has happened by now, I should be fine. I still think it was stupid not going to the hospital. Your dorm is very nice. Haha, shut up. Whoops, sorry. What, you don't have to apologize for that. Anyway, let's get some rest. Would it be okay if I took my clothes off? I'm a bit hot. Sure. By clothes, I hope you're also referring to that thing on your head. Sorry, I can't. I promised them not to remove it.
Uh-oh, gonna incorporate it, probably.
No one here would notice. It would bug me if I did, though. Fair enough. What's wrong? I thought you were done. I am, but not under the covers yet. There. Great. Well, good night. Ouch.
Dildo to the face.
Ouch, shit, sorry. What were you doing? I was gonna kiss your cheek good night. Oh, why? You know, like moms do. It's not that weird, right? I wouldn't know. Your mother never did that? I'm sure she would have if she didn't pass away after I was born. My dad kissed me a lot, though.
Boy, that's getting him laid more than anything, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, on the cheek and stuff. Not on the stuff, just the cheek. Derek's stupidity is rubbing off on me. Well, I'm glad your dad took care of you. I'm glad you took care of me, though. Or tonight, rather. Sorry for being stubborn. Don't worry, I'm the same. It's not the most flattering trait to have. We all have flaws. I have to say this bed, it's the most comfortable bed I've slept in. I feel like a king.
You kind of sound like Christopher Watt. This bed is the most comfortable thing.
Well, I mean, that's the... There were spaces. You have a weird-looking crown, Your Majesty. I'm glad you're comfortable, but it's just a bed. Yeah, to you, maybe. I'm not used to this. Everything in here is so shiny. All these possessions, they don't mean anything. It's just money. Funny how that is. All my life, I've watched my dad struggle to make ends meet. I've always thought that money would solve all his problems. And here you are, saying that it doesn't mean anything. Sorry, it came out wrong. I don't want to sound unappreciative or cliche, but it's true. This isn't happiness. Sure, that shiny dresser is of remarkable craftsmanship, and I sleep very well in this soft bed, but I would be perfectly fine without them.
And no, you wouldn't. I like a soft bed.
And having a lot of things just makes you think of what you can't buy. No matter how much money you have to spend. Like, an island? No, not an island. Two islands? Now you're just messing with me. Surely you don't mean three. Haha, quiet, you! Go to sleep, Your Majesty. Good night, Jill. And sorry for poking you in the eye with my penis. That was funny.
That was good. Uh-oh, let's see if something's about to go down.
Oh!
He shouldn't have took that.
Okay. Good morning.
Complimentary outfit.
Oh, morning. You look really hot in that outfit. I can't believe how good I slept. Glad to hear it. Listen, I don't mean to kickstart your day or anything, but I got you an appointment with a guidance counselor. You what? The incident yesterday. I just had to. I can't stand idly by when I see someone get bullied. I already told you yesterday it wasn't bullying. Ratting out Chad will only make things worse for me. Don't say that. There are effective disciplinary actions to take against bullying. You should have asked me before you did this. I think we've already established that we're both stubborn, haven't we? I'll go prepare some breakfast for us, then I'll join you for the meeting as a witness. Fuck! I get that she's trying to help, but she doesn't seem to understand. She expects me to start shit with the alphas just like that? It would be like kicking the hornet's nest. Besides, it's not like the dicks are playing by the rule book either. I better watch what I say during that meeting.
I wouldn't show
him. Tybalt's brushing his teeth. Tease Tybalt or greet him? Tybalt, good morning to you.
He brushed his teeth. You remember what happened to that toothbrush.
Good morning. This is the affected student. What was your name again? Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. What was your name again? Grim. Ah, Grim. I'm Professor Stephen Burke. This is my wife, Dr. Jade Burke. And I believe you already know Miss Kathy Jones here. I actually know both of them. I attend their classes. Ah, very well. Let's address the obvious thing first. What's with the helmet? Fraternity hazing. Very well. Joe told us that you're a victim of bullying and physical violence. Is that correct? I don't know. Disagree on that.
Disagree.
No, that's not my truth. Grim, please be honest. It's okay. I am honest. There's been some differences between me and Chad, but nothing too serious. I wouldn't call it bullying. But this student, Chad, he assaulted you last night? Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Assaulting is a very harsh word. But yeah, he jumped on me and we fought a bit. I understand how you must be feeling, Grim. You're afraid, and that's perfectly fine. We're here to help you. I'm not afraid. I just don't want to start any more trouble. If I may, Grim, there's an excellent student. Grim here is an excellent student, one of the better ones in my classes. It pains me to see someone so smart fall victim to bullying. It reminds me of my own young adulthood. Let me just ask you this. Would it be okay if we brought in Chad to discuss this predicament you've got yourself into?
Ew.
Even though disciplinary actions may have some effect? Maybe we can truly sort this matter out with a proper discussion? Kathy, you can't be that soft. Bullies will always be bullies. The only way to stop them is through punishment. Being a student here at B&R isn't a right, it's a privilege.
Pink.
Gulp. If you can't behave as an adult, you lose that privilege. Her hand just pushed in.
That's fine. She knows what they're up to.
Simple as that.
They've already initiated. They're gonna screw
I am not so sure about this. I think Kathy might be onto something. Maybe we can solve this without having to expel anyone and make this boy's student life more worthy. And you know, it's not just anyone we're talking about. It's Chad. How about if we try to find a middle ground? Of course you'd side with Kathy before you'd side with your wife. You cheating bastard. Can we forget about this? I just want to leave. Grim, please. I'm sorry, Grim. Once we get a report about physical violence between students, we just can't ignore it. But let's try to do this Kathy's way. Chad, welcome. Please come in. He goes, so you got the fucking shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
I hope you're okay with an open discussion like this. I haven't done anything, Steven. Relax, you'll get your chance to tell your side of the story. There's no story to tell. How about you start by telling us why you assaulted Grim yesterday? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, stop it. I saw it with my own eyes. Jill, come with me. I think it's best if we wait outside for a while. There's an eyewitness saying that you did. Just come clean with us and this will be much easier for you. How did you get those bruises? In the gym. Aha! That's right, you train a lot. Being here on a B&R scholarship for athletes and all. Oh, look at her face. Look at that. She's looking at him. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. He's gonna cancel three things off his list. Feminist, teacher, probably sex in public.
What the hell? Is that supposed to be some kind of a threat? Don't be stupid. I don't make threats. But the hard truth is that your scholarship will be revoked if you're assaulting fellow students. We have to follow the rules. But if you admit to what you've done and promise to not do it again, perhaps we can come to an agreement that mitigates your punishment. Fine, I hit him. I'm sorry. Great, that's a start. Now why did you hit him? No reason. Chad, there's got to be a reason. I know you. You're not the type of guy to beat up a guy unprovoked. Well, you did admit your guilt. That's something. You do understand that you can't expect to keep your position as the president of Tri Alphas after this. What? Come on. I'm sorry, Chad, but I can't think of any scenario where B&R would allow that. You're suspended from any fraternal activities for the near future. And consider yourself lucky that we're not going to revoke your scholarship.
Defend Chad? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Professor Burke, you don't have to do this to him. Can't you let it slide without a warning or something? It might not look like it to you, but this is him getting off with a warning. We can't do much else. Then it's settled. You get one final chance, and we'll be watching you very closely. The same goes for your former fraternity. Be sure to tell your friends that. Hey, we're giving you a second chance here. Don't let it go to waste. We don't do third chances. Go apply for a standard dorm, will you? We'll talk more about your punishment later. Okay, Grim, unless you want to press charges against Chad, we're done here. We're done here. Let us know immediately if this happens again. I want you to be well aware that we're on your side in this matter. You may leave. Hey, Grim, wait! Don't be mad.
Disgust?
Don't be mad? You know I did it because I care. Who are you to decide what's best for me like that? You treated me like a fucking kid. You really should have asked me first. What choice did you leave me with? You just say no when you clearly needed help. If you had just asked me, I would have told you why this was a bad idea. Just tell him, then tell me, why was it? Go easy on her or be
easy on her.
It doesn't matter now. What's done is done. Just let me be, okay? What the hell happened to you? Don't worry, the swelling is gone. You got beat up? Kind of. You know Chad? He did this to you? Yeah, I don't know why. It might be because I spied on him before. Huh? Because of the dicks?
Man, her eyes look bloodshot as hell. She's been smoking the ganja.
No, because of Sage. It's a long story. Yeah, they do. Sage, huh? And I thought Quinn was trouble. Sage isn't trouble, but she has her issues, too. Derek told me you started your hell week. He was here this morning dropping your beer off. Nice. He also told me to help you get started. Or force you to get started is more how he phrased it. Yeah, thanks. Hell Week is really intense. It's just me and Derek, and we're supposed to do so many impossible things in just 5 days. Things like what? If it's not related to alcohol, it's either fucking with or just fucking people. They expect you to sleep with people for Hell Week? Yes. You too, huh? What? Maya? You thought dicks were the only ones having Hell Week? Uh-oh. It's pretty much a standard for all frats and sororities.
Yep.
I didn't even think of that.
They're gonna cancel some things off their list real quick.
Yep, the Hots don't call it Hell Week, though. They call it the Hot Scavenger Hunt. We get a list of things we must do or find. Finish the list in 2 weeks or you're rejected. You have to do all of it? They get 2 weeks. I think so. We're supposed to work in pairs. But we're an uneven number of pledgers. So we're working as a team of three for this. And Quinn gave us all some individual tasks to compensate. What do you have to do? Most things aren't that bad. But the hardest ones are sexual. I'm gonna fail. Are they that hard to complete? Make out with a guy. Make out with a girl. Give a hand job, give a blow job, give a thigh job. Okay, I get it. Fuck a guy, have a threesome.
A thigh job? Oh, girl.
Yeah. No. Have a threesome, have sex in public. And the list keeps going. Yeah, so I'm fucked. No pun intended. Does B&R really allow this? No clue, but if I ask, I will likely ruin my chances for tuition. And yesterday, Quinn actually offered that to us. It's funny. It feels like it's within reach. But I thought about what you asked me to do. To think things through next time before I do something stupid. And yeah, I want that tuition. But this list, I'm not someone who practically will sell my body to get it. That waking you up thingy I did was so humiliating, and I refused to do the competition. They asked you to do that? Luckily, Kamala stepped up. I see. So, I thought it through. I'm gonna do the only thing I can do, which is, I'm not going to pledge the Hots. I'll have to survive college without that tuition. Honestly, if you still have the...
You're gonna have the option to... I'll donate my services.
If you still have the money to survive college, fuck that free tuition. You really don't get it. That tuition, it changes everything. Offer to help her or don't offer.
Offer to help her.
Hey, what if I helped you? Sorry. It's hard to take you seriously with that helmet on. Well, I am serious. I know it sounds weird, but hear me out. You have a list that you can't finish by yourself, and I kind of have one too. Which ones do you need help with? Public sex and sex with a feminist. This isn't a good way to proposition anyone. Listen, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but that list is not easy for me. For many reasons. It's just sex, Maya. Grim. I've dated guys before, but I've never slept with one. So you're a virgin? No. Oh, you mean that you've... I've only been with a girl so far.
Well, then you're...
But what about, you know, you and me? Yeah. It beats me. It's the first time I've gotten this close and felt this kind of attraction to a guy. Is this what you've been hiding? I can't complete that list on my own, and I shouldn't complete that list. This might be a long shot, but what if you told them where you come from? And tell them I've only been with a girl? Are you insane? No way! No fucking way! I'm not telling anyone that. Nuh-uh. Not again. You told me. Don't tell anyone, okay? Of course not. Is this why you have family issues? It's that obvious, huh? I'm just trying to connect the dots here. Yes, that's why. My family is, my dad is... He's very religious. And when he found out I had a girlfriend, he... Oh, say no more. I understand. Oh, okay. So, now you know. And please, don't tell anyone about it. Derek knows, right? Yeah, Derek knows. Okay, this is a lot to take in. I need to think for a bit. And get a shower, too. I reek. The social media app Rooster has been unlocked on your phone.
Okay.
Talk to Maya. My dick score has been updated. You unlocked a special render. Derek left a message. Hey, don't forget to drink some beer before classes. Thanks, Mom. You're welcome, baby girl. Hey, okay? I've tried calling you a few times. No response.
Oh.
You're drunk. Shame. I was going to ask you if you want to come over for fun. Hey, what's up? Never do that. That's a shitty text. Not much. Just getting ready for class, but I can't decide what to wear. Show me what you got. Smooth. You just want to pick on me and my bra. We should practice again soon. I keep forgetting how to do that G major chord. How about later today? I'll drop by the presidential suite later, then. Sure, in the afternoon, though. I've got a busy day. Presidential stuff, you know. Also...
Nice. Nice for a drawing, huh?
That's not a drawing. That's a render.
A render. What's the difference?
You went to school for that. You went to school to make
that.
Well, that's graphic design.
Yeah. But it's a drawing.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying, this is graphic design students actually make this stuff.
Yeah,
this is what they do after they get out of, sometimes after they get out of graphic design.
Not really, that's a whole nother field. You'd have to go to a school that specializes in video games or computer animation.
Well, yeah, it's rendering. They basically use, according to what I was told, The stuff that you use to make this is not really that... Now, somebody's going to say it is hard. But what I was told is they basically use a bunch of sliders to change, like, different things, and they do different poses, and it's really as difficult as you think, because you can buy a lot of the models.
Yeah, I've seen where you can do it fairly easy. I mean,
so, and they said they have no mathematical skills at all.
Yeah.
And they can do it. Oh, Josie is... I think we've probably lost our connection with Josie. Tess, talk to Maya. Stats. Wow, we're really going up on the dick choices. trying.
Yeah. I was gonna say, check out that rooster.
Rewards! Special renders
you
of finding.
4 of 7.
Okay. Wow. Some renders. Oh, we didn't get those. Episode 2 was a few of them that we didn't get.
Yeah,
they're hard to get. Camilla, look at all. Oh, there's 2D art. Oh, cool. I like them in 2D.
Yeah.
It's not anime style, but I still like them in 2D. That's cool. I don't even know how to get the 2D. Oh, you have to go to the 2D art shop, and I don't even know where that is. And there's a mixed one that has just all kinds of mixed different ones. But these are the rewards you get. Josie. We got some Josie. Look at that one. That's her from the very beginning of the game. Another one. Now those are good photos. See, I love pinup. And that's what they're doing with those, basically. We got no Maya pictures. Oh, we don't get them from episode 5. Episode 5? How many goddamn episodes are in this? Riona. I like Riona. She reminds me of some of the girls, one of the girls I dated. I saw her later in life. She just has a pissy attitude now.
Yeah, that's how they usually...
I had a baby, and then after that, yeah, she just has a pissy 100 attitude.
100 pounds heavier. And
just pissy. Not even... Maybe, I'd say maybe about 60 pounds. She's gained, no, she's gained, not 100, but sometimes. She's definitely a lot larger. Maybe it is 100 pounds. And bitchy. And I was like, man. And even one of her friends was saying, yeah, she changed. I was like, well, that fucking sucks.
I didn't say you got lucky. Dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I could already see the craziness. Okay, Rooster. Oh, look at this. Trying out a new hairstyle today. Oh, I can... I get...
Like it.
We can comment.
What?
At least you can afford an entire haircut.
Just beautiful.
Why did your barber stop it? Oh, that would have been funny.
No, but you're trying to...
I know.
...have sex with her. That would not be good.
There's more. It's like, I love it, sis. Super cute. Ah, oh, thanks, guys. You gotta tell me where you bought that cute top. Yeah. If you like to look like a wet dog. Oh, she said something shitty. I should have said that.
Can you comment?
No, I can't. She said something shitty, though, damn it.
No, well, you aren't supposed to say something shitty. You know who she is. She's kind of the bitch of the...
I know that, but sometimes they like it when you... When you out bitch them.
I have a feeling they didn't render a good outcome for
that. They didn't render a good outcome for that, huh? Oh, wow. Oh, nope. That's the shuffle. We're gonna study?
Yep. Feminist studies.
Because that's the one we don't fucking do well on.
Oh, the... Which one?
What the...
The feminist studies? The feminist studies get you closer to sleeping with a teacher.
Yeah.
You can do that this episode.
We just got something.
You got...
It's a new one. Oh no, there's a lot of girls. I don't even know who Sally is.
Oh, Sally.
There's a few we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Envy, I don't know who she is. I don't know, I'd have to say my favorite girls so far. I like Camilla, I like Kathy, Isabella. I'm not crazy about Jill, but I like Jade. Josie's okay, really like Maya.
Yeah.
I like Quinn. Riona reminds me way too much of my ex. I like Sage. Love the redhead. And Sally's okay, but I don't know her personality.
Which one? Where's Sally?
Her. The girl with the little glasses on. She's okay, but she... I don't know. not really crazy into really super geeky girls, which is surprising, because now all of them want to say they're geeks.
I like all of them for different reasons.
I'd say there's a few I'm not crazy about, but I like most of the older ones. I guess that makes sense.
You had a video game thing with a cash symbol. I didn't know if it was to make cash or pay.
Let's check that out. No, that's a game. That's a shuffle game. Unless you make money off of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
That is fun. That's kind of funny. I didn't know that
they
would...
That'll make you good at puzzles, won't it?
Yeah, I guess it would. I suck at those. The Brawler. The Vault. Oh, you can't enter the password. Don't have the password. Vault digits are found during free roam events. Enter the correct combination during each episode to unlock the vault and receive special renders. I didn't know that. Scenes. Oh, that's how you see all the scenes. Okay, yeah, we have 8 scenes in the game. We have 8 episodes. There's 8 episodes. You know what these are for?
What?
The rest of the episodes that are coming later.
Yeah.
No, this story's not over. Even after we finish the 8th episode, there's still more coming. Matter of fact, while we're here, let me check out, I know somebody, like, they'll have to wait, but let's see here. Let's go to Dr. Pink Cake Patreon. If you want to, get the rest of the episodes, that's where you go. Not even GOG has this stuff yet. Not even, I don't think Steam gets this game. Alright. Basically, Being a Dick, Episode 9, version 0.90, in development. He's working on 9 right now. Being a Dick 8.2. Episode 1 to 8, Season 1 and 2. We have it. Oh, this is a Steam. It is on Steam. It's not for Android. You cannot play this on your phone.
No, I didn't think it.
Acting Lessons is also available. If you guys want us to play more Acting Lessons, we can play Acting Lessons.
I don't think we've played it yet.
I did, but I play it without you. Acting Lessons. This game centers around you, a heartbroken man with a background in cryptocurrency trading, telling the story of how you met a girl named Megan during a life-changing day. She's an aspiring actress down on her luck and desperate need for help. Will you be there for her when she needs it the most and help her turn the tide? Will you be able to win her heart? That's the synopsis.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he actually talks about the game. Ever since I was a teenager, which is a long time ago, I've really enjoyed the college comedy genre in movies.
Yeah.
Now I get to write my own VN in that genre, fused with drama and romance. I aim to deliver memorable experiences in my creations and to get you fully immersed in the game. The game is for adults who value storytelling, branching choices, comedy, and drama. There will be a good amount of sexual content in the game, but it's not the main focus, BitChute. Depending on your life experiences, I would like to warn you that the story might hit close to home at times. The general tone will be happy, but if you're in a dark period of your life, I'd advise you not to play the game. How often do you plan to release episodes? This is the most common question I'll get, and it isn't fun to tell you the cliche phrase, I'll release it when it's ready. It's a cliche, but it's also the truth. As soon as I can release an update, I'll release it. I'm working full-time on the game, and my PCs are rendering images 24/7. I can't even imagine how long it takes to render this shit. I promise
especially
to keep...
Especially by yourself.
Promise to keep patrons updated on the progress, but cannot give accurate estimates until an update is ready, almost ready for release. Something to bear in mind is that I'm doing this all by myself. There's no team of developers, it's just me. I'm creating the art and animations, writing the dialogue, programming the game, finding music with correct licenses, managing the Patreon page, and packaging uploading the game. I love to do this, but please understand it's a huge amount of work for a single person. And he said, why should I become a patron? Work is very expensive, and I need funding to complete the projects I start. Since I'm doing this for a living, I need an income too. This is where you come in. You're helping the game become a reality and keeping me from going back to doing this as a hobby. Those who were my patrons during the time I developed acting lessons helped me upgrade my rendering equipment and buy a lot of assets for the game development. Without those patrons, the game would have looked completely different and might not have been completed. Those who were my patrons during the early days of being a dick made it possible for me to quit my real job and work on game development full time. So no matter the sum you pledge, you're not buying a game from me. You're supporting the development, and you're motivating me to complete the projects I start. I create these games for myself, but I love to share my creations with you. Yeah. Ace says, no donation is too small, and every donation is appreciated. My heartfelt thanks to you for reading my page and playing my games. The games produced by Dr. Pinkcake don't include any illegal or forbidden content, according to the Patreon TOS. So, he's reached every single goal. His soundtrack goal was ridiculous. He had to have $3,700. So he's actually purchased licensed music. Yep. Special render poll, render poll, render poll. Status update, episode 9. So they're working on episode 9 right now. So if you guys, you know, it's going to be a while before we get to episode 8. So by the time we get to episode 8, episode 10 might be out. Just letting you guys know, it takes a while to get through these games. But that's basically being a dick. And I just let you guys some information because it's worth it to promote Dr. Pinkcake and actually support this guy. So, he's doing this shit by himself. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, all this shit is one guy. That's hard to believe. But at any rate, you guys have a good one. And this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. And we are out of here on Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We'll see you next time with more Being a Dick.
Later.